Here's a thought I'll title Screen versus Print. I'm a print guy from way back. Obviously, starting photography in the 1970s, there was no digital workflow, so everything was about making prints. And because that's where my roots are, to this day, I love the physicality of prints. I love the experience of handling a print up close, holding it, feeling the texture of the paper, even the smell of the ink. I'll never stop loving prints. And in particular, I mean gelatin silver prints or platinum palladium prints or gum bichromate prints that are made in the analog darkroom. I love that work. I don't do that work anymore because I found it wasn't conducive to my particular kind of art expression. For example, I like to print on both sides of the paper for things like chapbooks, which you can't do in the darkroom. So I've had to adopt digital means, but a significant part of my heart is still with prints. That's how I grew up. That said, I have to admit, I often find I prefer the way an image looks on screen to the way it looks in a print. I prefer the dynamic range of the screen. The whites are whiter, the darks are darker. I prefer the color fidelity on screen. I love the ability to zoom way in on images on screen. And lots of times, I have to admit, I like the way an image looks on screen better than I like the way I print it, which often leads to all kinds of hoop jumping in order to get a decent looking print. Trying different papers, trying different ink combinations, certainly trying different processing, contrast range, shadow detail, preserving the highlights. I'll fuss and fuss to get a print right, and it's not unusual for me to not get the print right until the 5th, 6th, 7th, 10th print that I print out, wasting a lot of paper and a lot of ink. And because of that, I've spent a considerable amount of energy trying to figure out the mystery of how to get an image on paper to look like it does on screen. But it's a mistake to do that, and a mistake I routinely make, trying to get my prints to look like what I see on my screen. And it's a mistake for all kinds of reasons. First is, nobody other than me is going to have the ability to compare what it looks like on the screen to what it looks like in the print. If someone's looking at one of my PDFs, they're only going to see it on screen. If someone's looking at one of my physical prints, they're only going to see a physical print. They're never going to sit down and compare the two and say, gee, this one looks so much better than the other. We do that with our own work, but we're not going to do that with other people's work. And so the real question becomes, does the print look good as a print? Does the on-screen image look good as an on-screen image? And to compare the two is really apples and oranges. It's worse than that. It's apples and gorillas, not the same species at all. They're just going to look different. So the bottom line is, I've finally, after years of fighting this, I've come to the conclusion that it's silly to try to make a print look like what I see on my screen. I can chase that forever. And even if I nail color rendition perfect, I'm never going to nail the backlit dynamic range of a screen. And of course, there's also size differences. Either the laptop is small and the print is big, or the computer monitor is really big and the print is smaller. It's apples and gorillas. So the bottom line is, the question should be, does this print look good? Am I happy to sign it, put my name on it, say, this is a completed, finished piece of work that I'm proud of? Then the fact that it doesn't match the screen is non sequitur. Same thing with on-screen images. When I produce a PDF, if I'm happy the way they look, the fact that they're not prints and you can't hand-hold them and they don't have texture, well, that's just the nature of the medium. And that's one of the blessings of being a photographer in our generation, because we have so many alternatives we can use in terms of the media for presentation of any given image or project or artistic expression. But I've come to the conclusion that a comparison between one medium and the next medium is really sort of silly. It doesn't get you anywhere any more than to say Ansel Adams images would look better as platinum palladium prints, or that Stieglitz photogravures would look better on an iPad screen in a digital presentation. We produce what we produce, and if we're proud of it and we think we've done the best we can do with that medium, whether it matches some other medium or not, is a ridiculous pursuit.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.